Today's reading scripture is 1 Corinthians 13, 5. Love does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, people say there is no royal way in studying, which means to study well, you have to make an effort. Well, the same applies to accomplishing spiritual love. You can understand what is the shortcut as you listen to the message, but you cannot accomplish it overnight. You have to get rid of the feelings that are against love as you listen to the message. But you cannot do it overnight, so you have to work hard, very hard. It's not easy to put that into practice, but so far, you know, you've been following the old self compared to the life that you follow the Lord. So compared to the past, before you accept the Lord, it's not easy to follow the message and put it into practice right away. But for sure, as you work hard, you will surely accomplish spiritual love. As you work hard and pay the price of justice, then you will gain the understanding of spiritual love. Then, no matter how hateful, no matter how much you hated before, you can change the feeling into love. A farmer sows seeds, and the seeds grow up. And the farmer thinks it is fun to harvest its fruit. The same goes with spiritual farming. As you farm spiritual love, then you will harvest spiritual blessings. Why don't you listen to this message and put it into practice? Then you will have fun and joy as you see the fruit of spiritual love. And our Father God will also feel joy and happiness through you. So based on senior pastor's message, the chapter of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which was made in 2008, I'm going to tell you how to accomplish spiritual love. First of all, I'm going to tell you what it is to seek your own benefit and why you shouldn't do that. Then I'm going to tell you what is the attitude to seek for others' benefit and how to do it. On top of that, I'm going to tell you that you have to seek others' benefit, but at the same time, you have to recharge yourself both in spirit and body. I hope that you can listen to this message and put it into practice and bear abundant spiritual fruit. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Dear brothers, sisters in Christ, I said, love does not seek its own. The opposite is, what I'm telling you is that love does not seek your own benefit. Love seeks for others' benefit. Why you should not seek for your own? Because the whole world teaches you that you have to gain benefit. You have to gain what you want. That is beneficial to you, and that is right. That's the world teaches you. However, in the Lord, what does the Lord say? The world is wrong. Why is that? If you seek for your own and think selfishly, it becomes the source of every evil. Senior pastor explained the 9 sinful attributes while you don't stand on the rock of faith. The hot temper and ill feelings and hatred and so on, right? So I'm going to list these sinful attributes, 9 of them, and see how yourself is going to be revealed. First, The hot temper and ill feelings, they're all connected. They're all from, well, have common thing, core, that is, self. Hot temper, it comes out from you when things are not for your benefit, when things are not in your accordance. And ill feelings are also developed because of this. Hatred is the same. When others are more acknowledged than you are, then you come to have jealousy and envy. You don't think how the others are, how others are worked, how hard others worked to be acknowledged. And you just envy their result. You don't, if you thought of their, you know, situation, then you could understand and you would try to learn from them, right? You would think, you know, they worked so hard, you know, harder than I did, so they could be recognized not like that. What about, I mean, since you think what you did only, in other words, you don't think others' situation, you got, you know, hatred and envy and jealousy. What about change of heart and lies? Since you seek for your own benefit, the change of heart and lies come out. Of course, there are lies that you try to make the situation uncomfortable. Say you visit a member at night, even though you didn't have dinner, you don't want to, you know, make them uncomfortable. So you say, I had dinner. You lied. So you try to, you know, make them think in easy. However, you lied. So is it true or not? You lied. So it is a lie, right? So it is not truth. Even though your intention was good. In this case, you'd better say, well, senior pastor mentioned it before, I don't have any appetite. That's what you can say, like a situation. Of course, for Father God's kingdom and in His righteousness, and to save lives, you may tell a lie. The ladies of Egypt lied to Pharaoh to save people of God, right? The ladies who helped the ladies to, you know, deliver baby, you know, they lied to Pharaoh to save the people of God. Later, you know, Pharaoh asked the ladies, why did you disobey me? Lied to me. And they said, you know, the Hebrew ladies were so healthy. Before I were out there, they already delivered the baby. They lied like this. What about Jonathan to protect David, his friend? You know, he lied to his father Saul. But they lied to save life. So Father God says they didn't commit sin. However, it is actually deceiving, so it is better not to deceive others by not telling a lie. So, if you go into deeper level of spirit, then Father God leads you so that you don't even need to tell a white lie. Jesus also have many chances to meet the Pharisees and other, you know, priests, high priests. But Father God led him into a situation that he would need to tell a lie, right? So even though it is a white lie, if you go into deeper level, you know, Father God gave you chance or bless you to escape from that moment to tell a lie. So then you can do the truth and not deceiving people. You judge people because you judge others according to your own standard. And for this judgment, you use a lot of fleshly thoughts and it can develop into condemnation. So in your fleshly thought, you believe what is not fact. Let's say, if you don't judge, in other words, if you have only a spiritual thought, then when someone is praised, then you try to understand why that man was praised. However, if you have mind of, if you have thought of judgment and condemnation, let's say someone is got praised. Well, he is faithful all the time. You know, he saves time to sacrifice his time and to help people. Say, you know, someone is, you know, publicly praised. Then you, but you are close to him. To your knowledge, well, of course he is faithful, but you know, he breaks peace all the time. You, since you are close to him, you know that he breaks the peace. You have that acquaintance, right? So as you heard that he was praised, then you judge him. Well, you know what? You know what? He breaks peace all the time. Why, you know, why is he praised like that? I believe, you know, he, you know, the one, you know, who is praising him does not know him well. So if you listen to what others are saying and judge it in fleshly thought, then you cannot understand the intention of the one who praises others. So because as you use your fleshly thought, you know, you don't understand the intention of the praising, and then you judge and condemn. So according to your own standard, and from your own thought, you judge and condemn. What about adultery? Well, it is also the heart of seek your own. And the result of adultery is leading not only you, but also your partner into death. If you truly love your partner and seek your partner's benefit, how can you lead that partner to death? You try to help your partner to go to better heaven and to pile up better rewards, right? If you think like that, then you don't commit adultery, and you hate that mind as well. What about selfish greed and greed and selfish motives? That these are the sinful attributes that, you know, you can have as you seek your own. If you think others in the benefit, you wouldn't be greedy. Unless you get rid of the mind to seek your own benefit and change your mind, then you will forsake the grace and betray. So as you can see, as you seek your own benefit, then because of this selfish mind, many evils stem from this evil. So as you get rid of this mind of seeking your own benefit, then all these, you know, sinful attributes can be easily pulled out. So let me tell you an example to tell you what it is to seek your own benefit. Let's say you go to dine with some people. Well, if you pay Dutch, then it's not a problem. But let's say you got, you know, on-call request during the special performance, or somebody helped your group to enjoy dinner. So you go out for dinner in a group. Now, you have to decide which restaurant you should go. There are many opinions can be there, right? I wanted to have, you know, in a pizza for weeks. Someone else says, really? I like something spicy. What about, you know, spicy stew? I found a Chinese, you know, restaurant, which is good. The other guy say, well, then let's go to buffet. Someone says, you know, buffet is not good. We have to eat, you know, we have to take, you know, healthy food. You know, many people can come up with a lot of opinions, right? Then there are three cases. First, someone keeps on insisting what he wants to eat. Nowadays, the flow of spirit is so strong, and many mommy members long for spirit. So, you know, not many people strongly insist. However, even though it is decided, someone appeals his own opinion. Well, I've been there. You know what? The restaurant I wish to go is better than that. You know, he appeals, you know, his opinion, even though the restaurant that they would go is already decided. The second case is someone follows the opinion. However, he is not pleased. Well, I'll go because it is decided. Do as you say. I'm not talking about not insisting so that other people can give their opinions. I believe you know what I mean, right? You insisted, but others don't follow your opinion, so you keep silent, but you don't feel easy. Okay? Well, there are not many people nowadays. However, it is still there. Well, if you are with such people, this is the second case, you know, he doesn't look good on their face. So others, you know, try to read his face all the time. Right? Sometimes, you know, these kind of people are more difficult to, you know, keep peace with. Right? But do as you wish. You know, but say, do as you please, which means we have to follow his opinion. Okay? But anyway, well, there is a third case. Someone is always asking for others' opinion, even though he likes something. He has something to eat. He always enjoys dinner, no matter where he goes. You know, someone insisting his own opinion, someone follows the opinion without a pleasing heart. Third, enjoying whatever is decided. The third one is the one seeking others' benefit, right? You listen to others' opinion, even though you don't like it or not, you just follow and enjoy them together, right? So what category do you fall into? Our Lord said in Luke chapter 14, verse 10, well, when you are invited, go and recline at the last place, so that when the one who has invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher, and you will have honor in the sight of all who are at the table with you. Our Lord tells us to yield your position to others. If you apply this at the table, you know, it's like you're sitting at the last seat. Well, it seems that you are sitting at the very lowest position. However, the result is going to be that, you know, our Lord will lift you up. You will be glorified. You know this case. But instead of saying, you know, I'll do that because it is truth. But if you do it from the bottom of your heart, then you will be much more honored and you will feel much better. As you seek for others' benefit. Let me have another example. Let's say workers get together and prepare for event, the parish or United Mission. Okay? You try to set a date and everybody come up with an idea. Now I'll tell you three cases, okay? Person A comes up with, looks up his own schedule. Okay, on Monday, I have a promise with my family. Tuesday, I have promise. Wednesday is good. You know, according to his own schedule, he tries to find what is the best date to his schedule. And he tried to, you know, he persuades others to have that date set on Wednesday. Because, you know, instead of saying, you know, I have a promise, I have schedules on those, you know, one Monday and Tuesday, why don't we set it on Wednesday? Instead of, you know, telling the reason that why it has to be Wednesday, he pretends he's thinking others' benefit and trying to set it to Wednesday. And he thinks to himself that, you know, it doesn't matter whether it is Monday or Tuesday, but if, even though it is Wednesday, then, you know, it will not bother many people a lot, so it's better to have Wednesday, right? Second case is someone who does not strongly insist his own opinion, but he doesn't feel easy when the things are not going the way he's pleased. He says, well, Tuesday is not okay. I got promise. Wednesday is better for me. But now people decided it is set on Tuesday. Now he knows that, you know, he should not break the peace, so he's not pleased. So he becomes very passive, and he feels uneasy. After the event, when some people say, it must have been set to, you know, Wednesday, it would be much better, which if we had it on Wednesday, then this person say, why didn't you tell it earlier? You know, I wanted to, you know, have it set on Wednesday. He feels uneasy in his heart. Now, the third case is, this worker listens to everybody's opinion. He considers all others' opinion, situation. If, unless it is untruth, he follows others' opinion. If you love others, you always look for others' benefit. Insisting your own opinion, but you don't feel easy as you follow others' opinion. And following others' opinion, unless it is untruth. Now, which one is the love that seeks for others' benefit? The third one, it is. Well, even though you don't fall into the first category, are you falling into the second category? You should not say, I don't fall into the first category, and get relaxed. You just say to yourself that, you know, at least I don't insist. You should not think like this. You don't break peace, but you still have evil in you, right? Untruth. You have to get rid of evil and ill feelings from your heart and become a third category. But you don't feel uneasy in your heart. But you don't try to change yourself, then you may be stagnate. You may be stagnating in raising your faith. Now, what is the heart of seeking others' benefit? Our members, especially those in the parents with children, have already experienced this. Let's think about love of parents. There are many different kinds of love. Love of parents, love between brothers and sisters, love between boys and girls, and friendship. Well, worldly people think love of parents is number one. Well, most parents think their children first. They like their children eat better food than they do. Well, when I was young, our family got used together and eat in a dinner. And when there is fish, whole fish, my parents, you know, asked us to have whole fish. Especially my father waited for me to eat the main body of the fish. No, my mother is busy, you know, helping me and my two brothers eat the main body of the main flesh of the fish, right? So, like, you know, we are like, you know, we probably might look, you know, like the birds, you know, opening their mouths to their parents, right? So anyway, so my parents didn't finish their dinner well because we were waiting for them to take care of the fish. Anyway, my father was, waited and then until we finished the fish, and he ate at the bone of the fish. And I looked at him, and I thought to myself, why does he eat that? But, he ate it well. So I asked, but the bone is not tasteful. Why don't you eat this main body? Then my father, ate it just once or twice, but, now I had enough, you ate them all. He always said, the bone is full of calcium and it tastes good. And he always ate it, the flesh of the fish, the bone of the fish all the time. After we grew up, finally, my father started to eat in the flesh of the fish. I and two younger brothers, ate the whole, flesh of the fish. And until we finished the fish, father waited and then ate the leftover. After I grew up, after I learned how to do self-control, then I could see, my father ate the main flesh of the fish. Now, then I could understand what does it mean when he said, the bone of the fish tastes really good. The bone of the fish was tasteful because when it was good to him, he felt good when his children ate the flesh of the fish well. Now, I'm telling you that, this is the heart of parents. Parents love the idea of their children eat better than they do. They wanted to, clothe their children better. They hope their children smarter than they are. They want their children to be recognized more, acknowledged more, and loved more. Would you feel uneasy if you can enjoy better than your children do? Don't you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you again. Now, say, parents, listen to me. You gave up what you can enjoy for your children to enjoy better. Now, do you feel uneasy? No? Of course not. You feel happier when your children enjoy better than you do. You feel happy. Even though you sacrifice yourself, even though you seek for your children's benefit, you feel happy. Then someone says like this, well, I can do it to my children, but I cannot do it to that man. He is not my child. However, well, of course, in the truth, in the Lord, by faith, you can consider and love someone as you love your own child. In the Lord, we are all brothers and sisters. And Father, we are all family. If you truly believe this and feel it, the moment will come as you get rid of evil and untruth from your heart, you may have a chance to think every brother and sister as your family. Since you love your children, no matter what they say to you, you try to believe them. You don't doubt them. Let's say your child came from school. Mom, my teacher praised me. Or, Mom, I got perfect score, school. Well, it is an easy test. Everybody got perfect score. But you feel good when your child says he got a perfect score. Our Father God will be pleased if you give this kind of love to your neighbor all the time. You feel good when your child got perfect score, but you don't feel good when your neighbor got perfect score, then Father God will not be pleased. Let's say your neighbor didn't study well and he got the perfect score, and you think of the parents of the neighbor, and you feel happy. And then, you know, when you do that, the Father God can be pleased. Now, your child didn't study well, and then your child said, "Mom, I got a perfect score." Well, it's not easy to believe what he says because he's not good at studying. However, before you doubt your child, you wish to believe your child, right? Seek father's benefit is far more than doing something father's benefit. Even though someone is short of many things, you trust him and you believe his change. And you sacrifice yourself and provide him with good things. And you feel happy. That's what I'm saying. However, you have to do it in the truth. I'm not telling you that you have to believe them unconditionally. Say, "I need money. Please give me $5,000. And later on, I'll return you with the 10 or 20 times interest. Why don't you invest?" Now, you have to seek Father's benefit and you give the $5,000 to him? No. When he said this to you, he already had, you know, greed and lies in his words. It is untruth. People are easily tempted when they expect something in return more than, you know, they can invest. In that case, you should, instead of believing in him and give him $5,000, you have to try to give him advice. Now, I said parents believe their children, which means instead of distinguish or discerning whether it is truth or not, you have a heart of love to trust your children. So even though you may think that your children may tell you a lie, you try to believe him. With the heart of mercy. Even though you give the advice to people, if you have a heart that, "Why does he tell me a lie? I don't like it." And if you give him an advice, then others can understand it. Others can feel it too. Since you have ill feelings and not give advice, Satan may accuse you. So there will be no change. If you give advice with, "How can he do that? Is there something that I didn't do good to him? Is there a better way for him to repent and turn back?" Well, senior pastor once said this, you know, how he dealt with people who tried to deceive him. I'll read what he said. Senior pastor said once like this, "There are people who try to deceive me, but whenever they say something, I just believe them. I don't try to think that whether they try to deceive me or not. I just try to believe them. You know, Father God would eventually let me know that they would deceive me. But, you know, I don't actually, you know, in the end, be tempted or deceived. But I try to believe them. I try to believe whatever they say. From time to time, that, you know, it may become the church-wise problem. If I reveal their name in public, then the problem can be fixed. However, I don't mention their name because we have their families in this church. Even though they commit sin right now, even though they are short of many things, they would eventually repent and turn back. And that's what I believe." And senior pastor once said this, "Senior pastor, I will never commit sin again. Senior pastor, I will accomplish his heart." But even though after their confession, you know, they change their mind and they commit sin, then it is a lie. "Father, I will have this heart later." Well, when you confess like that, you don't confess with the heart that "I will change my mind later." The moment that you make the confession, it is true. But you change your mind later on, right? When you don't keep your promise, though, you may say, "Well, the situation drove me like that. You know, it was unavoidable." Well, The fact is that the truth never changes. You confessed, and if you don't keep it, eventually you told a lie. You have to check whether you can keep it till the end as you make a confession. When people come and confess, but later in the day come and sin, senior pastor still didn't believe them. When they repented, shed tears, senior pastor always encouraged them and believed them and pray for them so that they could go to New Jerusalem together. When he says, let's go to New Jerusalem together, it is not just words. It is not just lip service. It is a promise, his promise, to help us to go to New Jerusalem together. In 2010, many people, our members, wrote a letter of repentance to him. 2013, he received the sword of punishment from God. Until now, he lost his strength. He barely breathed by paying the price of justice by 99%. That way, he has kept his promise. He's like, he doesn't love his neighbor as himself. He loves others better than himself. I made two examples before, right? When you come up with the idea about choosing the restaurant and then insisting your opinions during the meeting. Well, let me mention these two examples again. Let's say there is a food you don't like, or you went to a restaurant which you visited before. Now others enjoy the food very well. Then you think to yourself, well, if I don't like it, you know, everybody likes it. You know, when I see them, you know, I feel so happy. Then you seek for others' benefit. What about the second example? Now, the group opinion is against your own opinion. Okay? If it is an event for many people, then you have to yield, right? But even from the beginning, you don't have any intention to insist your own opinion, then you don't feel uneasy at all. What I'm saying is that, of course, you know, now we have to set a date that for good for everybody. Whether I don't, you know, it doesn't matter whether it is set to Wednesday or Tuesday. If it is set on Wednesday, then I have to cancel my schedule. Well, let's delve into deeper. Let's say you thought of the whole meeting and come up with a good idea. Well, to your knowledge, your opinion is the best opinion. You can save a lot, and less people can do work. However, you think it is a kind of waste with the second opinion of others. So your opinion was rejected, but other opinion was selected. What would you do in that case? Unless it is untruth, you have to follow and help. Even though the other's opinion is worse than yours, I mean, is not better than yours, you have to consider it good and you have to work faithfully. Then Father God will be pleased with your goodness and help you bear fruit. But what if you keep on insisting your own opinion because you think that it was the best opinion? Well, then peace will be broken. Then Father God cannot help you. So there will be no fruit. So eventually, you will see no fruit at all compared to when you follow the second opinion. Consequently, you follow your own benefit. Well, I didn't seek for my own benefit. My opinion was the best opinion. However, in the end, you broke the peace and you don't got the best fruit. You know the spiritual law, but you keep on your own opinion. How can you say you seek for Father God's opinion, Father God's benefit? Since the peace was broken, you cannot say you sought others' benefit. Father God wants us to become united in the truth and make peace. Then Father God helps us to bear fruit. Even though others' benefit is not better than yours anyway, you respect the idea and help it faithfully. Then you can get rid of your righteous self-righteousness and your faith will grow up. And if you do it indeed with joy and thanks, then you may say, you passed the refinement well. So Father God, we exalt you as you sat, even though you sat at the last table. Instead of sitting your own wisdom and opinion, why don't you sit at the last table and wait until Father God glorifies you or exalts you? To be some, there is a round way, there is a shortcut. It is better to take a round way making peace than breaking the peace and go to shortcut. Instead of saying, my opinion is the best, why don't you choose the second opinion, making peace? That's the best way, right? So, even though others' opinions are better, not like yours, then you should be able to yield and help. However, first of all, you have to always think what is the best for Father God's kingdom. Well, we've been doing it, so why don't we do it again? Instead of saying that, you listen to others, and even though it is somewhat different from what has been done so far, you think of it and consider it and seeking for Father's kingdom's benefit, okay? Then it is the heart of sacrifice, it is the heart of giving everything, it is the heart of seeking others' benefit. And Father God will be touched. So is our Lord. Our Lord always sought others' benefit. He didn't sleep well. He didn't eat well during his ministry. Wherever he went, there were a lot of sick people. So many people was around them to see manifesting in the signs and wonders. He didn't even have enough time to pray. So you can see that, you know, even in the Bible, there is a mommy prayers, right? You know, our Lord, you know walking by the Galilee Lake, right? Based on senior pastor's prayer by the Galilee Lake. So anyway, our Lord was so busy, he didn't have time. It wasn't easy for him to find the time to pray, right? So, even though it was recorded in the Bible that he slept in a ship, he gave up his life for us. However, he was not in the level of seeking others' benefit because he didn't have evil. His heart was full of love for others, so he gave up everything. As a son of God, he could enjoy the glory of heaven. However, he forsook the glory and came down to the earth in the flesh of man. And he was crucified on the cross. Now, was he unfortunate? No. Have you ever given the best item to others? Well, that joy is better than any other joy. Our Lord enjoyed that joy. It's like parents enjoy it very much when their children enjoy something. How can you enjoy this happiness? You can enjoy this happiness as you accomplish the perfect in the love. It's difficult when you hate someone. However, if you love that someone, it is not difficult at all to give. You will be happy as you give. So, I wish that you can give instead of receive. Then you have to resemble the heart of the Lord. All the time, you have to think of others first. You have to always put priority on Father God, family, brother and sisters in faith. Okay? Instead of yourself. To become a man who seeks Father's benefit, what should you do? First, you have to depend on the Holy Spirit who is in your heart and get rid of evil. If you follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit all the time, then you will live only for the glory of God, no matter what you do, what you eat. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10 says, For to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. Our Lord, the Holy Spirit knows the deep things of Father God. So if you follow His guidance, then you can seek Father's benefit. The light and darkness cannot coexist. To the extent you have evil in your heart, the voice of Holy Spirit becomes dim, and vice versa. I'll talk about the hatred as an example of sinful attribute. When you don't circumcise your heart, and when you have a lot of hatred in your heart, then you naturally avoid someone you hate. You just say, you know, I try to avoid him because, you know, I hate him. Well, as you do this action of avoiding that man, there are many procedures in between. Let me tell you. You saw that man that you hate. You have hatred in you. The hatred is one of the sinful attributes, and it becomes an antenna to receive the voice of Satan. Then Satan talks to you. Hey, there comes someone. He didn't pay you back. You hate that man, right? If you have hatred in you, the voice seems to be very loud. However, if you have less hatred, then Satan's voice is very weak. But there are two actions that you can do. First, you ignore the voice of Satan. Second, you open your heart and accept Satan's voice. Everybody wants to do the first one, right? Let's say, no, I don't hate that man. The Lord tells me to love even your enemy. And senior pastor told me how to do that. I should love the man, and I can do that. And if you close the door of your heart, then it is successful. However, of course, I hate that man. I don't want to see him. Then Satan will put hatred in your heart even stronger. Then you will avoid the man. The moment you see him and you avoid him, even though it is a very short period of time, in that short period you go through many procedures. So unless you check your heart all the time, you may not recognize this. Now what about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit also tells you in His own voice, No, my dear, you have to love that man. Our Lord still prays for you, and your shepherd is paying the price for you. You can love him. Approach him. To the extent you have hatred in you, the voice of Satan is stronger than the voice of the Holy Spirit. So you came to have the heart, the feeling of hatred, and you avoid that man. However, during the Daniel prayer meeting, you regret. Even though you avoid the man, you don't even realize that you avoid it. And it is worst case, right? But nowadays, my members long for spirit. So during the Daniel prayer meeting, you know, you regret. And during the Daniel prayer meeting, I shouldn't have avoided him. I should have approached him and then say hello. Now, what should it then? First, we have the gospel of holiness. As you listen to the message with a desperate heart, then the Holy Spirit's voice will become stronger. Because the word becomes the bread of life. You take food and you got strength, right? As you listen to this message, you will be provided with spiritual strength. Many people say that as they read the senior pastor's book, the 10 times or 20 times, then the words of God is in their brain all the time. After they read that book 10 or 20 times, no matter what situation they are in, they're reminded of God's word. So you can see how strong the voice of the Holy Spirit become, right? And a member of my parish followed this example. And then he said he read one book 8 times. He is like 80-something years old. And he obeyed the testimony and he wanted to change himself. So he read the senior pastor's book. It was a love chapter book. 8 times he read. And I said, you did a good job. And he said, after I read that book 8 times, I don't forget that name. I am always reminded of the Bible verses all the time. He's a member of the fifth man's parish. He's a man. It's not, he might have said, it's not easy to change myself because I'm old. However, he said, after I read that book 8 times, I'm reminded of God's word all the time, so I can check myself and change myself. Now, second, we can pray. Prayer is the breath of spirit, and it is a tunnel to communicate with Father God. As we pray fervently, then we can discern the voice of Satan and the voice of the Holy Spirit. So we will not be tempted. Even though there is hatred a little left in our heart, as we receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then the voice of Satan cannot approach us. So as we receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then hatred and envy and jealousy seem to disappear. When we were novice Christians, we seemed to be full of the Holy Spirit all the time, right? So wherever we went, we were always full. I used to do this, but I'm so full of Spirit, so everything's okay with me. That's what the novice Christians say, right? However, we have to develop. We should not say, that's enough because, I'm so full of Spirit. In case of novice Christian, they testify. Hatred, I don't feel any hatred in my heart. I feel happy all the time. Then usually, I think to myself, it is thanks to the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Since he still has, a sinful attributes, he could come back. Well, unless we circumcise our heart by getting rid of evil from our heart, we have to keep on working, right? So, hatred, for example, plays a role of antenna to accept the voice of Satan, right? So, what we should do is that even though hatred is not found in our heart, we should not stop praying for getting rid of hatred. We have to keep on praying until it doesn't come out any longer. Until Father God acknowledges that you finally got rid of hatred from your heart, we have to pray for weeks and months. Third, we have to listen to others' advice. Ephesians 5:13 says, "But all things become visible when they're exposed by the light. For everything that has become visible is light." Let's say someone gave you advice, but you think he's not a spirit man of spirit. Well, he always gives me the same advice. I think I changed a lot, but why he mentioned it again and again? If you think like this, no. Even though the man who gave you the piece of advice is not a man of spirit, if it is the truth, then you have to listen. Then the blessing will become yours. I think I'm pleased, but why does it touch me all the time, the same thing? And you have still pride. Because you want to be praised. However, if you truly long for change, then you will be thankful to the one who gives you advice. Because the one helped you not to think that, I'm changed a lot. Well, I myself had the moment to put down my pride and listen to others' advice. We know that when we are advised, we have to be thankful. But sometimes we lose strength when we are reproached or given an advice. I'm not saying I'm still doing it. I used to do that though.
마음을 바꾸게 되죠. 귀에 들리는 사람의 음성을 듣지 못하는데.
Well, I used to say, if I don't listen to actual people's voice, how can I listen to the Holy Spirit's voice?
검열해 주는 상대의 말이 달게 들리지 않을 때도 있었습니다. 하지만 그래도 검열을 해주면 고마워하려고 노력했고.
I try to be thankful to the one who gives me advice. Who gave me advice? I said, thank you for giving me the piece of advice. And I tried to think of his position and tried to put me into his shoes. You know, it's not easy to give an advice. But since he loved me, he gave me a piece of advice. That's what I thought and tried to give him thanks. So I worked hard to receive advice without any feelings. But that was not it. If I didn't put that into practice, it's nothing. So, as I was given a piece of advice, I tried to pray to accomplish it. And if I couldn't understand it, and I prayed so fervently to understand what that meant.
Well,
chances are that if you have so many self-righteousness and frameworks, even though you are advised that you have so many self-righteousness and frameworks, you don't actually realize why you have it. Then I used to pray, he is telling me about self-righteousness and frameworks. But Father, I don't actually realize it. Please help me to realize it. Then actually I could understand what that meant. When I prayed, I saw two fish bowls. And there were, in each bowl, there was a red, pretty fish. That happened when I prayed so fervently. What happened was, in one bowl, there was water, and the fish was swimming well. The other bowl, the water was being frozen. And I could understand what is the frameworks of truth. Usually we say water is the word of God, right? And fish is the soul inside the water, right? But I freeze the water and make the fish inside the water be frozen together with the word. How can a fish live in the frozen water? So I saw the fish struggling. That's what I realized, that what kind of frameworks I got. I hope that when you are reproached or when you're given advice and when you don't understand what that means, then instead of saying, I don't understand what he said, try to hang on to it and pray fervently for it, then Holy Spirit will teach you. And by all other means, Father God will help you understand it. As we pray hard, listen to the word of God, then evil can be easily got written off. Okay? Third, we have to plant goodness and love. It is very important. Romans 12:21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. As we plant goodness and love, I mean, if you plant the action of seeking others' benefit, then you can easily get rid of the heart of seeking your own. And you can always think that how can you make others pleased? Someone gave me this testimony. There was a church-wide event. And he was a member of a certain mission and he had to do a volunteer works. And there were two kinds of volunteer works. One, she was, she had to do a serving. she had to, you know, what her job could be seen by others. But the other job was peeling off potatoes. So nobody could recognize what she was doing. Now, she wanted to serve others, exposing herself. However, she was not selected. She was selected to peeling off potatoes in the kitchen. So she didn't feel well at first. I wish to show myself to people, but why do I peeling off, you know, potatoes not recognized, not being recognized by others? However, she continued. She always wanted to change. Later on, she looked, she found herself. So, finally, something happened. Somehow, she was selected again to serve food in front of others. Then she had a chance to look back on herself and try to think what happened to her in her heart. And she was able to understand what she was doing. As we have true love and goodness planted, then we can truly discern the will of God well. As we seek for others' benefit all the time, then our Lord will help you. Help us. Our Lord always repays us better one. And then the rewards will be piled up in heaven. However, you should not misunderstand this. If you don't look at yourself by just being faithful and sacrificing yourself, I mean, if you over-sacrificing yourself, then you will be hurt. Father God will be pleased if you are faithful. However, for your flesh, sometimes you have to eat and you take rest. And personally, you have to pray and fast and keep and arm yourself with the Word of God. If you don't manage yourself well while seeking others' benefit, then it cannot become a good example to you, others. But if you say, no, I have to seek my own benefit to manage myself, that's not what I'm saying. As a child of God, you have to put first priority on church and other souls, then your own family. However, when you seek your own benefit, sometimes you do harm to others. Let's say, let's give an example. Let's say you give a gift to someone. When you give a gift to someone, then you have to know what others want, what other wants. Chances are that you may give him something you don't need. Let's say you bought a lipstick and you don't like it. You just used once, just a little. When you just give this gift to your friend, well, I think this one is better for you. You don't want to get rid of it, but you don't like it, and you give that to your friend. You know what? You will feel uneasy when others want something you like. I'm not saying that you have to give always the new thing. When you give something, do you think of others first or your benefit first? That's the important thing. Even though that's what you need, you should be able to give that to someone who needs that. You seek for your own benefit, but you think you are faithful to others' benefit. Let's say you went for shopping for church-wide event. And it can be done in 30 minutes. 2 hours later, you have another meeting. Now, the mart is on sale. You found something that you need. Well, that's what I wanted to buy. It's on sale. So, you bought something for church, and you bought something for yourself. And 2 hours passed. And you were late for other meeting. You were given a caution. Well, I was busy to buy something for church event. Now, you were late. Not for church event. Yeah, you wise, right? You were late. Not because church event, or for your stuff. You wouldn't have been late if you just shopped for church event. No, I'm late because, you know, for church event, you lied. If you always thought of Father God's kingdom, then you would try to save time, okay? And you wouldn't be late. So for your benefit, you tell a lie, you know? It happens. What about this case? Now, you fast. You are fasting. At work. Someone comes up to you. Then please help me. Then you say, I'm fasting. Or if you are requested, then you have to help your customer. But you squint your eyes and say, no, I'm fasting. You say, you're fasting, so you're not seeking your own benefit. And you are lazy to seek Father's benefit. You are actually seeking your own benefit. You try to be faithful to church work, but you are lazy to your family. Let's say, I'm given a duty. I have to attend meeting. I have to do volunteer works. Every Monday, why don't you eat yourself? Then what do your family feel? I have to be faithful. I sought for others' benefit. You know, I wish my family would take care of themselves. Well, you sought for your own benefit. Even though you were faithful to the Lord's work, it is not said that you did your best as a child of God. You may think of faithful in all God's house. That's what I'm saying. If you seek for others' benefit, you will eventually be faithful in all God's house. To be faithful in all God's house, love and goodness is mandatory. You treasure all your duties. You don't want others to be uneasy because of you. But you want to give only the good things to others. Then you can be used in any place. Dear brothers and sisters, let me conclude this message. I told you that seek for your own benefit becomes a source of every evil. So you have to get rid of this heart. And I told you two examples what it is to seek your own benefit. If you seek for others' benefit, then you will truly enjoy when others are doing good, and you sacrifice yourself to help others well. To become such a man, you have to always look back on yourself and see whether you seek your own benefit or others' benefit. You have to know, without knowledge, whether you seek your own benefit. However, you cannot do it on your own, so you have to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. To the extent you get rid of evil from your heart, you can listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And you have to wisely recharge yourself to seek for others' benefit. What we can do now for others' benefit is to work hard for others' benefit. However, As I mean, you have to love your neighbor as yourself, and that should be the base of this kind of action. If you just show the action without this mind, then you may do it because you think you have to do it. But if you do it with the heart of love and goodness, then you will not feel it burdensome. As I told you before, if you love someone, it's not difficult to give. You will be happy as you give. How can you enjoy this kind of happiness? When you have perfect love, you can enjoy this happiness. When you have this perfect love, your spirit and soul become prosperous, then you can be faithful in all God's house. Father God will bless you to be good with everything, and you can be loved and recognized by others. So, with the heart of God's heart, we have to look for others' benefit and around look at our people around us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I told you to provide everything with God's love. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you're not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart by faith. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet on GCN TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away all negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrailed joints, nerve tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, and women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, and the deaf come to hear, and mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, and the servants, go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving and separating spirits on all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast the sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, your family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.